Beautiful. So they're starting off saying the time is now. What they mean is that we tend to look at the clock forward, meaning that we tend to put off our advancement. We don't really understand that our advancement is actually upon us, that the quickening is upon us, the awakening is upon us, the light is upon us. So we understand the theme. So they're asking us to begin again and again. So in other words, when we get triggered, when we feel out of sorts, because we want to remember there's so much light happening and it's involving us all. In other words, the life we're living is changing, and it's changing very rapidly, because when we used to just live out of that separation consciousness, 3D reality, the life that we know, we are waking up strongly, meaning that we're waking up to our higher self, we're waking up to our higher placement, we're waking up to our higher consent. And so this is going to shift what we put value in. It's going to shift what we put our placement on. In English, where we put our attention, where we put our focus. So we all understand this. We have the media, but we have so much more than the media. We get that. So the media is going to talk about the drama and be fear-based and be worried, be very, very worried. Are you scared? Because you should be really scared now. So we understand that. But what we don't realize is all of our everyday conversation, whether it's in the outer or whether it's in the eternal, is also due to address, meaning that we're addressing it, meaning that we're kicking up our heels, meaning that we're opening to our light, which is going to bring forth change. So change of true discovery, that means instead of doing what you've been programmed to do, instead of thinking what you've been programmed to think, you're going to have your own voice. You're going to have your own source entitlement, meaning that source, your higher self, your soul is enlivening, is like awakening you, and it's bringing you due consideration. In other words, it's bringing you your truth. It's bringing you your light. It's bringing you your wholeness, and it's helping you to change your mind. So changing your mind is really beginning again in this incarnation in terms of who you are, in terms of what you can bring forth, in terms of what's important to you, what's of value to you, what is accompanying you. Many of us have, not many of us, they're correcting me. We all have beautiful, extraordinary gifting. We all have beautiful, extraordinary explosion. They use that word a lot. And so we're like, am I just going to explode? it's like sunburst, starburst, like that light exploding. So we want to think of that in terms of illuminating the brain. In other words, giving us new vicinity, giving us new exposure, giving us new entitlement. When I'm saying that, they're showing me the Oracle card of spiritual strength. So again, finding where we are at last, meaning that we don't have to live out of fear, out of separation. We don't have to keep being upset at our traditional values. What they mean by that is we're all leaving victim consciousness. So victim consciousness is the boss is in charge, the parents are in charge, the president's in charge, everything's in charge except for me. So we're walking out of that paradigm. We're walking out of the paradigm of fear and moving into a paradigm of empowerment. So empowerment is remembering that we always have our light, and we always have clear choice making, and we always have clear visioning. So everyone's probably like in agreement with that until we get into clear visioning, because we're all at different stages of awakening. So some of us are clearer than others. Even when we're clear, we're clear when there's continuous sunshine, meaning that when we get into fear, when we get triggered from the past, whatever, we can lose our way. So the more that we will let go and surrender, what we're letting go of is the personality self, is what we considered to be right, meaning that when we surrender, we awaken. In other words, awakening to our truth, awakening to our wholeness, awakening to actually choices that are right there in our vicinity. So remember, everything we receive, everything we experience is there by frequency, it's there by consciousness. So when we awaken to our light, when we awaken to our true remembrance, this is when we're going to get the clear vision. And we'll truly see, because we're going to see what's there that perhaps wasn't there always, meaning that we didn't recognize it because we were not in alignment with our light. So allow yourselves to have a windfall. That's an extraordinary statement to me, quite frankly. So it's not like allow yourself to begin again and have like a little tiny slit of awareness. Allow yourself to have a windfall, meaning that allow yourself to be whole, allow yourself to be enlightened, allow yourself to be aware, allow yourself to be given, allow yourself to be free. So freedom is from past suggestion, past importance, really just everything that we believe from our past reality, where everything is soon to change. So when we say change, there's a little part of us, like we're excited, change can be good, but we want to remember we have two sides and we still have that ego. And so change, you know, it's almost like the bells go off, like ding, 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 fire alarm, frightening. Oh no, what's going to come now? So we really want to realize and acknowledge that, not to invest in it, but to be aware of it. Because when we surrender to our light, it's going to bring forth substantial change. So if there's a part of us that's sort of like, I don't know about that. I don't know. Can I get the footnotes? Can I get the fine print? It's not going to want to do it, because it doesn't. We want to really get this. It doesn't understand where we're going or who we truly are. In other words, it doesn't understand what's possible. So we're not going to fault it, but we're also not going to follow it. So allow yourselves to be given. That means to receive the light, to receive the illumination, to receive the windfall, to receive your love at last. So we want to remember, love is power. It's the most powerful commodity on the planet. It's the whole reason we are. And so the more that we receive love, we want to get very comfortable with receiving love. We want to get very comfortable with receiving light. We tend to keep that conditional. So love is, I love you, this person here, or I love you, that person there, versus I am love. I vibrate love. I remember love always. I count on love, because love is source, love is power. So this is a whole new paradigm. It's a whole new consciousness that we are keeping, where we're learning to be awake. We're learning to be sincere. Sincere is when we're following judgment, where we're following old energies. We're going to observe it. We're going to have that meditative awareness. We're going to observe it, and we're going to change our mind. So that's, I forget the word they even said, but it was like sincere or something. So it's sort of like, how would I say that? Like man your post, or stay awake, stay aware, have awareness. Because the more that we can be aware, it's totally fine if we get that knee-jerk, the old way of doing it, because we're just programmed to do it. We're programmed to have that guilt, that shame, and we project it onto anything we see, and we keep some for ourselves in the old paradigm. But as we stay awake, and I think their word was sincere, as we stay sincere, meaning that we're noticing it and we're relieving our senses. In other words, we're not staying there just because that's the way it was done before. We're graduating into our highest state. So in other words, we're choosing the light, we're choosing the love, remembering everyone that's not, we don't need to have place judgment because they're not aware yet. They're just ignorant. They haven't woken up to their light yet. We understand that, been there, done it. So it's sort of like here, what we're learning how to do is to offer blessings, to offer sunshine. It's like, oh, they're acting that way because they're separated from their light. I understand that. Let me shine some light on that. Let me pour some love. Again, the more we remember the light, the more we remember the love, what we give away, of course, comes back to us tenfold because we're agreeing with our new lifestyle. We're agreeing with who we are. So we really want to understand the value of it in that every moment, no pressure, right? And we don't want pressure. But the reason they're saying every moment is it really doesn't matter what you chose yesterday. It doesn't matter what you chose an hour ago. It doesn't matter what you chose a minute ago. You can be ready to change your mind. So this is the beauty of this moment. This is the beauty of these times that we can expect great advancement because every time we give our signal so, meaning like just a blink, just a wink, just a sliver, just a little tiny bit of willingness to try again, to trust, to expose that light, to expose our new assurance, our new destiny, all the masters, all the angels, all this support and help will step in. I mean, they will just fly in and help us grow. But we have to stay sincere, meaning that they cannot override free will. So if we're just bound and determined to stay sour, meaning like sourpuss, meaning in the old fear paradigm, they have to sit and wait. There's nothing they can do. So allow yourselves to begin again. They want to just keep emphasizing that begin again so that we remember it, so that it clicks. So that when we leave this transmission and whatever we're doing later or tomorrow, whatever, it's like, wait a minute, I'm stuck, but I get to begin again. That's the whole point. It's not this that hard at all, but the ego doesn't want us to understand that. It's sort of like it's a very, very complicated. It's going to take a long, long time. That's what it wants us to believe, because remember the beginning of the transmission, that it's here now and it's upon us now. And it doesn't matter how many times we repeat the old way, just begin again. Just begin anew. Just begin again to enlighten your proximity, meaning that open to your light, open to your substantial increase. So when I'm saying substantial increase, it's like we all just took this big, huge, double whatever with extra large whatever. We just took this big, huge leap of faith. So it's sort of like this graduated emphasis, this graduated state of arrival. So when I'm receiving everyone, now here's that word explode, we're exploding. We really are energetically. So you want to feel that, you want to consent to that, you want to affirm that, because everything we experience now that we're agreeing to that has been stepped up. So when we think about the parallel realities, which reality is yours? I want the one that has the most light. I want the one that I can align with, that I'm ready for, that has my back, that is ready to bring forth my destiny, that's ready to bring forth my advancement. And so the more that we accelerate our sense of notion, in other words, who do you believe you are? Do you believe you're the bag of bones? Do you believe you're the linear self? Or do you believe that you're the multidimensional reality? Excuse me. Come here, buddy. Oh, my goodness. So this is about allowing our true nature to be understood, to be shared, to be welcomed, to be increased and multiplied. So we want to remember to have a heart for ourselves. So when we say have a heart for ourselves, we want to understand that it's the heart that's awakening. We're moving from 3D separation consciousness to a heart-centered consciousness. So the more that we can travel back to the heart, the more that we can remember that the heart is alive. We want to understand that our heart is glowing. So someone that's clairvoyant is going to see that flame, that light within our heart. That's what's stirring. That's what's awakening. And so the more that we can bring in that field of dreams, meaning that, how would I say that? Like the heart knows when we think of who we are, that it's the heart that's going to help us see. It's the heart that's going to help us change our mind. It's at the heart that's going to know our true birth. So when we're sharing our heart knowing our true birth, how would I say this? How would I explain this? It almost looks like light technicians. I don't know how to call this energy. We're being recalibrated. It's the best way to explain this. And so the more that we supply that general wealth, meaning that opening that heart, having that love. Some of us have some blocks, some probably all, towards loving another, loving ourselves. That's okay. But what we want to have is the willingness. So any place where you're not really groovy with yourself, you're not really loving yourself, and or not really groovy or loving someone else, the more that you open up to the possibility that you can change your mind. It doesn't mean that you need to date them again. It doesn't mean you need to marry them again or whatever, but it has to do with your heart. It doesn't have to do with where you're standing. You can never see this person ever again. Well, if it's you, you're going to see them, but let's do someone else first. It's irrelevant. What matters, what's at stake, is that we allow that heart to rest. In other words, to not have it caged in, to not have blocks. Because what if we hold a block, remember, we're blocking ourselves to our own light. So we're giving ourselves a disadvantage. For whatever reason, they really want everyone to hear that and receive that. So if you're still holding a resentment, a grudge, a judgment, that judgment, that resentment, that grudge is blocking you to your wholeness. So now it's sort of like our ears are perking up. Well, you know, they really didn't do right, but I don't want to be blocked to my wholeness as a result of that. And they're saying exactly. The other thing to remember is everyone is actually an aspect of ourselves. We're actually all one. So if we're holding a judgment, a resentment, a grudge towards someone else, guess what? We're holding it towards ourselves inside. So the more that we allow there to be a sacred space, so what they mean by that is just imagine there's a space where I have that. Now, it could also be towards yourself. I still haven't forgiven myself for whatever. And there could be numerous things. But if you also allow there to be a space, it's sort of like this is where I am, but I'll allow there to be some wiggle room. I'll allow myself to circle back. In other words, maybe we can change our mind after all. Maybe I can give myself a break. Maybe I can release that tension. Because again, we're all holding that unconscious guilt, the guilt of believing that we're separate from our divine self, which is not true. But because from the lower consciousness we've all been residing on, we're not aware of that. It's just one energy, and it's just plastered on everything. So this is what's healing. This is what's being healed right now. Because as we move into 5D, as we move into heart consciousness, we're all going to be aglow. We're all going to be aglow. We're going to see and feel and sense that light in everyone. Whoever has the blocks, it's going to be super easy to see, so we can offer healing. We can heal ourselves. So this is where we're allowing ourselves to be aware. So allow yourselves to receive this new important courtesy. So when they're saying important, it's recognizing that this growth of light is very, very important. It's recognizing and remembering that this transference of faith is very, very important. It's recognizing and remembering that you, the energy you keep, the energy you hold, is vital to the success of the awakening of planet Earth. In other words, you took this incarnation to make this shift, to make this change, is this pivotal moment on Earth. And so the more that you honor that, appreciate that, and be willing to do your part, meaning that it's time to open up, it's time to heal, it's time to allow the light in, that remembering that Source has your back, meaning that your higher self, your I Am Presence, your guides, masters, archangels, more light beings from systems that we don't even have the names for, are here to escort us, to help us succeed. So it's set up, excuse me, for us to get it, for us to proceed, for us to advance. And it just needs our very little tiny bit of willingness. So faith is small as a mustard seed, a little tiny bit of willingness. So allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to increase and multiply, meaning that once you say yes to the light, now that you're a little bit more relaxed, my dog's more relaxed, we're more relaxed, it's sort of like, well, you know, I think I do like it after all. Instead of just having a sample, let me go ahead and order. So that's what we want to do now when we close. Instead of just taking light a little bit, oh, I'll have it all. I'll have the whole bunch. So this is where we're allowing ourselves to grow. We're allowing ourselves to increase. We're allowing ourselves to explode. Again, getting very, very comfortable with this light, getting very, very comfortable with this new indicator, getting very, very comfortable with this new season at last. So receive light and liberal exposure, allowing that shift to be in place, welcoming in your new reality, and holding that vision for all of humanity. Remember, we're like, you know, they used to call us the first wave. In other words, we're the system buster or changer. So we're on the cusp of this new consciousness. There are many others on the planet that perhaps are a little slower. And so when we're offering this love, when we're offering this grace, when we're offering this light, it helps them out immensely. It helps them out immensely. So we're sharing with one and all. And just notice how easy it is to share. Not hard at all. So when you're in a good mood and someone else isn't, instead of judging, bless. Share. Have compassion. Again, keeping the heart open. Keeping the heart open. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.